He only got into running a couple of years ago, but Andy Haydar has already found success at the world's most recognized marathon. The 36-year-old Algoma steel worker recently returned from a memorable trip to Massachusetts where he finished the iconic Boston Marathon with an impressive time of 3 hours and 1 minute. Competing in just his second ever marathon, Haydar was among the first 12% of more than 25,000 runners to cross the finish line last week. When asked by Sue Today what was going through his head when he completed the race, Haydar's response was quick. Pain, he laughed. The energy there was crazy. The whole course had people lined up throughout the streets. It was unbelievable. The energy pulls you through when you're really hurting. Originally from London, Ont. Haydar moved to the Sioux in 2007 when he was recruited to play basketball at Algoma University. While he's always been in good shape, Haydar decided to try something new and picked up running during the pandemic. I was just kind of running, I didn't really have a goal and I wasn't taking it too seriously at first, he admitted. But we have a really good running community here in the Sioux, so I met up with a few guys and I got involved with the Sioux Striders and a couple other groups who do runs. Looking to get serious with his goals, Haydar discovered that the Community Strong Festival, hosted by the Algoma Family Services Foundation, had a Boston Marathon qualifier right here in town. I wanted to try and qualify for one of the bigger runs in the world, which is Boston, he said. It's one of the harder qualifying times, I would need to finish the one in town at 3 hours and 5 minutes. Haydar competed in the Community Strong Marathon last summer and finished with a time of 2 hours and 53 minutes, securing him a spot in Boston. To prepare for the biggest race of his life, Haydar had been running upwards of 100 kilometers every week around town, burning through roughly 30 pairs of shoes in the last 2 years alone. Whether he was training on the Hub Trail and Boardwalk, at Hiawatha, or even during the Strong Minds annual Run for Change, the newfound runner wanted to make sure he was ready for his toughest athletic challenge to date. It's safe to say it paid off. I'm pretty happy I was able to muster out a 3:01, he said. My goal was 2:48, and I was on track with that at the halfway point, but the heat just caught up with me. When I finished, I looked back and tried to soak up the fans and the atmosphere. It really is unlike anything I've seen before. Supported by his wife Erica and 5-year-old son Carter, Haydar is already looking forward to training for his next big marathon, perhaps in Chicago next year. While he's not sure if he'd be able to sweep all 6 of the world's major marathons like Miranda Ferris did last month, Haydar said he'd at least consider it. With cities like London, Berlin, and Tokyo in the mix, travel can be difficult for a young dad. I can knock the ones off in North America easier than the ones abroad, he said. I think I picked the hardest one to start with. I want to keep pushing myself, so it's something I'll think about for sure. Haydar wants to thank Strong Minds, Algoma Steel, God's Country Clothing, Community Strong Festival, and Algoma U alumni in making his trip to Boston a successful one. It's been really nice to have their support, he said. This has been such a fun experience. Now it's on to the next one.